Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This hour's Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Roland. Perfect. They're sponsoring the music news. If you missed our Roland live stream yesterday, you can still watch it, actually. I went to bananas.com late in the day yesterday just to see if it was where they were at. And you could start it at the beginning, Vin. I saw our little intro and everything. So if you missed the Roland live stream yesterday, you do still have a chance to win an awesome Boss guitar amp. They are extending this particular contest until Monday. So if you go to bananas.com, that's bananas.com, just the word bananas, they got that. That's their URL. It's a you don't need to know all the specs on this thing, but it's a killer Boss amp. So go to bananas.com and just, it's super easy to enter. I entered yesterday to win the prizes, even though I'm like, I'm sure there's some thing where I don't get to win anything, but forget it.
I'm excited. I look forward to going to Bananas and seeing the Roland store inside Bananas. And Roland makes great products. They have great guitar. They make a Roland amp and a Boss amp. The Roland amps are really good.
They're great. So, we have a Roland amp. It has this, the chorus on that is so beautiful.
Oh, like so you have the one. It's Roland JC120.
That's what we have. That is what we have.
That is so considered one of the best amps of all time. And if you go through music history, the what's the guy's name? Andy Summers from The Police uses one. James Hetfield from Metallica uses one. Like, the list is long. And Satriani uses one.
Yeah.
They're incredible.
It really has. It's funny, too, because I just assumed that they didn't make that model anymore because I don't really know much about amps, but that's the one we have, and we've had it for 25 years.
The neatest thing about that amp, and probably why you still have it and use it, is because they're not tube amps. So they're solid state. It's never going to need any service.
It's beautiful too, and we use it actually for a keyboard here because the clean sound is so crisp and clean. It completely unaffected and beautiful, and you can actually use it as a vocal mic. I mean, as a vocal amp, right through that.
I do that too with mine.
Oh, you have one too? Too?
I don't have a 120, but I have another Roland amp.
Uh-huh, yeah, they're beautiful. They're just so clean and crisp, but you can get them dirty, and the chorus is gorgeous on them. Like when John plugs his acoustic guitar into it, puts a little bit of chorus on it, it's just the most beautiful sound. It sounds like music in church. It's so gorgeous. Okay, I think we've done enough to promote Roland.
Roland.
We could talk about him for days, I'm sure.
I know. Well, we've been talking about him for days, too. It's like, I think they got their money's worth out of us. Roland. And, of course, bananas.com. Mm-hmm. And speaking of music, and we were because we love it. A previously unreleased Prince album is coming out in July. Looks like the release date is July 30th. It's called Welcome to America. It was recorded in 2010. So this is, and they say he's got vaults full of stuff. Mm-hmm. So this will be the first. It's a previously unreleased album, July 30th, Welcome to America. According to a press release, it documents Prince's, quote, concerns, hopes, and visions for a shifting society, presciently foreshadowing an era of political division, disinformation, and a renewed fight for racial justice. In the title track, he actually rants about golden parachutes and social media and reality TV celebrity culture, corporate monopolies. Like this guy, if you remember, the 2010s were right after the 08 bubble bursting, and and when we were hearing about all these people who'd done all this terrible stuff who were nothing happened to them. And if they left the company, they got $300 million or whatever.
Right.
Oh, here you go. Here's your golden parachute. So we do have this track. And it's so this is a brand new song that you've never heard from Prince. And here it is. It's called Welcome to America.
Where everything and nothing that Google says is hip.
Oh, can you turn that up?
We will not raise your taxes. Read our lips.
Welcome to America. Welcome to the big show. To America. Everybody's looking for something when there ain't no place to go.
Welcome to America.
Except inside America. That's the only place I know. To America. Transformation happens deep within. Yes or no?
I remember the Donald Glover Welcome song from a couple America. years ago.
Mm-hmm.
In a weird, I mean, it's not the same groove or anything, but it brought that song right to mind for me.
This is America.
This is America. Yeah, this is America.
You know what I think of, and I'm not trying to get off the protest subject, but when I think of an artist that is so prolific that they write and record an entire album, and because artistically their mind and abilities are still on fire, they actually continue to make more music and don't even get that one out.
Right.
How is that?
That's not where I'm at anymore. That's not the headspace
I'm in
anymore.
It's so prolific. Imagine being that artist that you're that inspired.
I've moved
inspired.
On to one thing. I've got a whole new concept album coming out.
Man.
Yeah, Prince is it's a huge loss. That guy's a treasure.
Mm-hmm.
It is nice to know, though, truly, that he had so much they're saying I've heard 20 albums, I've heard 100 albums just worth of recorded and never released music.
Well, and that also goes to the whole man of mystery thing. Like, you're right. It could be 20. It could be 100. I'm guessing probably more like 20, but, you know.
Whatever it is, we're going to be getting new Prince music for years
prolific.
To come. Yeah. So this is the first track that we're hearing from, and it's the title track, Welcome to America. It was recorded in 2010, and it's coming out July 30th. Previously unreleased Prince album, the first of what I'm sure
I'm
will
not
be
sure who
many.
This girl is. Yeah, but I like her part in it.
Today, we'd like to discuss America's plan to fix the educational system. The Pledge of Allegiance will now read as follows.
I pledge allegiance to the earth of the United States of the universe.
Welcome. You know, he worked with so many people that unless there's... I mean, I'm sure there'll be credits when the album comes out, don't you think?
Right.
Unless they... She was a random girl who was there that night when they recorded it.
There at the party?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing. He lived
in his studio. Right.
Kind of like Bryn.
Yeah, sleep in this chair.
You're right. Okay, so that's a little bit, just a taste of the new Prince. As you know, Taylor Swift, she weirdly, I don't know all the details, but somehow she lost the publishing rights to all her original songs. So in order to get any money from them anymore, she's got to re-record them. And she's busy doing it. So Fearless, Taylor's version, is out today. We heard one of the 7 bonus tracks that are on this, and we're already playing. It's in heavy rotation here, Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. It's a hit.
It's a neat lyric. It definitely taps an emotion that probably everybody's felt, whether you're a guy or a girl. No
definitely.
Doubt.
Definitely.
The person who
How
seems to be
you
okay
be perfectly
after.
Fine.
What the hell?
I'm here with a flattened heart. It's squished. So this is, it has all 19 songs from the original re-recorded by her and 7 bonus tracks. So what did you decide you want to play today?
So I pulled a few of the new songs, but I also pulled some of the old ones just to have you listen to it. I don't know if most people can't tell the difference. I certainly can't.
I can't.
It includes this one here. You Belong With Me. You guys know this one.
I was just hoping you pulled that one.
Oh, I love this tune.
I can kind of tell the difference a little bit.
The kind of music she doesn't like, and she'll never know your story like I do.
It's Taylor, and it's that song. It's great. You guys know this.
God, yeah, what a good song. Is this the record that has 22 on it?
No,
I don't think so.
That's Red.
No.
Okay. Yeah, there's certain ones of hers that I just love.
And here's another one.
Okay.
See the light, see
right,
the
we've been playing
the
this.
Right, we're
she
playing.
She actually put out some, and I didn't bother to read it because I'm not worried about where my Taylor Swift music comes from. But if you're a Swiftie, you probably got the memo that there are steps you have to take to make sure you hear her version of these songs. And so whether you've already got them downloaded onto your machine or you're just streaming stuff, you've got to ask for the 2021 edition or, you know, whatever.
I think
whatever
it's called
the
a Taylor's
are.
Version. It just says that in
Taylor's
parentheses.
Taylor's version, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. So you've got to ask for that. And there's steps you got to take if you want to make sure you're supporting her in the way that she
right.
wants to be supported, Swifties.
Otherwise, you're supporting Scooter? Or
yeah,
do you sell
Scooter
it
Braun.
Else?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the...
Right.
It's all very complex. and it's Friday, and I don't
want to support
them.
The artist.
You know what,
artist,
though? Give her credit. She doesn't shy away from a fight, and she puts the effort in to
mm-hmm.
win.
Right.
I would be way too, especially if I had her money. I mean, if I didn't have any money, I would be doing what she's doing right now. But if I had the money, I'd be like, I don't have time for that crap. Why would I do that?
Principle.
Yeah. I'm working on new music. Nope. I'm going to go back and record all of them with a big F you
yeah.
to the people who
it's
took
exactly
them.
What it is.
Yeah. I like it. Fearless is the record. It's a re-release, but a re-recorded re-release of her record with 19 songs, the original 19 songs and 7 bonus tracks. Are we going to get into some of the bonus tracks now?
Yeah, here's You All Over Me.
Reminds me of you. You find graffiti on the walls of old bathroom stalls. You know you can scratch it right off. It's how it used to be. But like the dollar in your pocket, it's been spent and traded in. You can't change where it's been. Reminds me of me. I lived and I learned. Had you got burned, held out.
Mary Morris in the background.
God knows. Too long and wasted time. Lost tears. Swore that I'd get out of here. But no amount of freedom gets you clean. I've still got you all over me.
You know, it really says something that they picked 19 songs to be on Fearless. And they had Mr. Perfectly Fine and this one. And went, those don't make the cut. Like,
right.
That's a great song. That Mr. Perfectly Fine? I can't believe that wasn't a hit at the time that she didn't put that on there. All right, what else? One more?
Sure. Here's Her with Keith Urban. That's When.
When can I come back? And you said, that's when I wake up in the morning. That's when it's sunny or storming.
So country twangy, and she was clearly moving toward pop. They both even have country music guest artists on them.
Here's your boy.
You said I did you wrong, made mistakes, and put you through all of this. Been through the phone.
All right, that was okay. That's pretty good.
I like that.
Yeah. Or I wondered, maybe she has these songs, but then she had Keith Urban hop on afterwards for the re-release of it. You
yeah,
know,
maybe.
Featuring him, that way he can get more pub.
It can qualify as a,
yeah.
as a
re-release
smart. Too. Yeah, mm-hmm. She is smart. All right, let's. Did you want to do another one from her? Or, I mean, I feel like people who are Swifties
yeah,
are going to be all
over
that.
Yeah, I got the picture of it, and I do have a lot more. She's got a lot
well,
of songs.
Well, yeah, there's mm-hmm. 25 songs on this thing or whatever it works out to be. 26 songs? I don't know. Bunch of songs. Cheap Trick. When I was a kid, and I'm when I was a kid, I mean when I was 19, 20 years old, I would drive up to this place in New Hampshire. Is a big state, but it has, I don't know, 12 miles of shoreline. Just the very lower corner hits the ocean, and basically the whole thing is called Hampton Beach. So, and it's just a cool, fun beach and a ton of nightclubs. And we used to drive up to Hampton Beach and see Cheap Trick.
Oh.
And at the time, they were old, as far as we were concerned. And I'm not kidding
you. So you're talking
you.
About the flame Cheap Trick, not Cheap Trick at Budokan.
I'm talking pre the flame even.
Oh.
Like this would have been probably, well, I don't know what year that came out. Maybe they had the flame.
Budokan came out in 78.
Oh yeah,
I just
it's well
it
after that. Okay. I was, you know, so this is 80, let's call it 86, 87. Mm. Is when we drive up there. I think we did it 3 or 4 times. We go like, oh my God, Cheap Trick's playing again. We love Cheap Trick. We go up and see them. And we would be like, isn't it so sad that they're old now and that they're, you know, now they play Hampton Beach and isn't it so sad? And this was, I mean, the 80s, like I think about it now and I think we did the math on it because Robin Zander is the lead singer is 68, which means he's, I don't know, 14 years older than me. So he was in his early 30s and I'm like, oh, look at the old guys.
Oh,
that's so sweet. Like they were younger than you are now, Bryn. And I was
thanks
like,
for pointing that out.
Sure,
I realized
no
that when
yeah.
you said
it. I wanted to make sure everyone knew.
Appreciate that.
Sure, of course. So it's just funny because then years later, it would have been, I don't know, the early 90s. We had Cheap Trick play at a Point Fest. I used to work at the Point in St. Louis. And that would have been like, so 93, 94, 95, something like that. They came and played. They headlined some festival we were doing. And we called it the Nostalgia Fest. I'm not kidding you. Like, it was super, like, and even then, it was almost 30 years ago, you know? Mm-hmm. So here they are still rocking. You know, they were in their 40s. We're like, oh, the old guys. Oh, it's so sweet. So now here they are with their 20th album, In Another World is the name of it, by Cheap Trick. It includes, actually includes a John Lennon cover. I'm not sure if you grabbed that or not.
Do you know what it's called?
Give Me Some Truth.
Okay, I didn't, but I can grab it if you
oh,
want.
Oh, it's play. I Want You to Want Me. Is that on there?
God, I love that tune.
Oh,
it's so it's simple. Not on there. It's so simple, but it's.
Can you play Surrender? Is that
no,
on there?
That's definitely not on there. Not even the flame is on there, Vinny.
I don't want the flame. They can keep
right,
that.
I know. I'm saying even the one you know that you don't want to hear isn't on there. This is new music from Cheap Trick. Their 20th album. Just play me what you grabbed. It's fine.
All right, here's Another World.
Down from the clouds, we're stumbled round your head. Just can't believe in everything they've said.
Lennon Part
this,
2?
You know what I want to... It actually, that has that Lennon effect feel on it. I wonder if the whole album has kind of a John... You know how he had
let's
that certain way
one,
of
yeah?
recording that made his voice sound like there was a weird interval going on with it? Go ahead. Yeah, give
Boys
me another
and
one.
Girls Rock and Roll.
For them, they're still rocking. I guess now.
Well, yeah,
they,
I mean,
now
look. This is what I think about when we talk like this about stuff, and all artists really. You love music. You play music at home with no audience every day. So
every
the fact
day.
That they still love putting out records and still mm-hmm. get to play like 20-year-olds in their 60s and 70s,
right?
I'm stoked for them. They have
Me
lived
too.
There. They've done exactly what they wanted.
They
and that
live their
is
life as musicians.
All you could ever hope for as an artist in your life, right?
Yes.
To do what you want.
I definitely agree with that. And it's funny because the older I get, the more I have an appreciation for being able to continue to do the things I really like doing. And shame on 20-year-old me for being like, oh, the old people.
Well,
like,
that's,
shut up,
you know,
20-year-old.
Young people.
Shut up, you damn 20-year-old. Anyway, there you go. There's a couple from Cheap Trick. We're almost out of time, but so Emily Kinney, she played Beth on The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I don't want to say what kind of fate she met on that show.
Oh, you just
it's a
said
zombie
it
show, so you okay. can probably figure it out. Anyway, she used to sing around the campfire and stuff. And she was a great character on that show. And I didn't know until after, I think she was not on the show anymore, that that she was also a singer, it turned out, not just a campfire singer, but this is her third album. And for some reason, you definitely...
I didn't want to get to this only because it has a song on it called Omaha Hotel. And I was thinking maybe it's a new Omaha song for us. So we'll give it a shot and see if we approve, all right?
All right, Omaha.
I'm searching the back for the faces like mine. Now there's one less face to find.
I'm going to say just right off the bat.
Omaha Hotel,
no.
Where I spent the night. I'll watch the bugs fly around in the parking lot light.
You say this is Joni Mitchell?
No, but doesn't it kind of sound like that?
Who is this?
This is Emily Kinney, who played Beth on The Walking Dead.
Oh, all
do
right.
You approve, Vin?
Let's
no.
hear it one more time.
Talk about-
okay, here's a story from out of Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha Hotel, where I spent the night. I'll watch the bugs.
No? Does that work, guys?
I'm going to call that a hard no.
Oh,
yeah. That's,
all right.
That's
I was just
it.
Trying to.
And listen, I hate to say
trying
it.
Trying to freshen it up the show, you know, if I could. Which we'll stick to this
no,
bite here.
No, let's stick with the old favorites. Right. Yeah, it's Omaha. Oh, look, Vinny loves it. Closes his eyes and starts singing.
Come on.
It's the heart that matters more.
So good. All right, it's 8:27. I'm totally out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Man, I'll never get over the time that I was listening to the radio and the cool person on the alt station goes... And coming up next, I've got Counting Crows for you. And I was like, oh, good. And the person pauses a beat and goes, just kidding. I would never do that to you. And I'm like, wait a minute. I like those guys.
Come on, Adele. Oh,
burn
man.
Me. Anyway, news is next
Sarah
after
and
me.
Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.